trying to block us from gaining yardage. Amen. But I feel like pressing on. I really do. And I'm excited about the word that the Lord has given us for the church for this hour. I greet all of you again in the spirit of love and peace to all of our elders and ministers. I thank the Lord for you. Is any visiting clergy that we may have with us, I'm grateful for your presence. And certainly, as we do every week, we thank God for our radio listening audience. There is a word from the Lord, and it is found in the Old Testament book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 4, familiar passage of scripture. If you will just permit me to veer just a bit from our series of messages that we have outlined from the book of Hebrews, even though in this message I will reference Hebrews. Matter of fact, it's the passage in Hebrews that really undergirds a lot of what we will say on today. But our text in and of itself comes from Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 4, and I'm going to read from the New King James Version. And here is how it reads. It says, and this is Ezekiel speaking, as he is having a vision from the Lord. He said, "The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and in it was full of bones," Verse 2 goes on to say, "Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me," or he asked me this question, "Son of man, can these bones live?" Of course, we know that's a pedagogical question there. "So I answered," Ezekiel said, "O Lord God, you know." And again he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." I want to preach with your prayers and with the help of the Holy Spirit from the subject, prophetic momentum. Prophetic momentum. Shake and wake up, yeah. Prophetic momentum. This past Monday, our country had the wonderful privilege of celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Day. He was, without a doubt, one of the nation's greatest heroic leaders. Dr. King is known for achieving many great accomplishments, and one of those accomplishments was organizing the historical march on Washington on August the 28th, 1963. It was there that Dr. King stood at the feet of the Lincoln Memorial and eloquently delivered his "I Have a Dream" speech. He said, "I have a dream that my four children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream," he said, that one day down in Alabama with its vicious races, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. He said, I have this dream today. The dream I have, I have a dream speech is arguably the greatest speech ever given in U.S. history. The body of the speech is so profound in so many ways until you can, if you're not careful, miss the prophetic utterance that Dr. King mentioned or gave at the very end of the speech. As Dr. King brought the speech to a close, he said, like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now, he said. I just want to do God's will. And Dr. King then said prophetically, he has allowed me to go to the mountain. And I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. And so I'm happy tonight, he said. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Prophetically, he said, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. The prophetic statements, I have been to the mountaintop and mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, embraced a momentum that propelled our country into a place of greater equality for all its citizens that is still unfolding even today. As a result of the prophetic momentum that Dr. King rendered in these statements on November the 8th, 2008, and again on November the 6th, 2012, Barack Obama was elected president of the United States of America. Think it not to be an accident that Dr. King's mentioning of this prophetic utterance generated or partnered with a momentum that later led to the election of the first African-American president in our nation. It didn't just happen by accident. It came about by way of a prophetic utterance. Momentum, as we will embrace it this year, is the strength or force created by God that allows something or someone to continue to grow stronger and move faster. That is what momentum is. And Dr. King, like Ezekiel, was used by God to release a prophetic momentum in a valley of despair, a valley that was filled with dry bones. Let's take a moment now and look at Ezekiel's valley that he saw in a vision from the Lord concerning Israel's restoration. Again, as you read there in verses 1 and 2, Ezekiel, as he, in the form of, he sounds as if he's writing this, as if he's making a notation in his diary. He said, I was in the Lord's day, and the hand of the Lord was upon me in this vision, and he transported me, if you will, into a valley filled with dry bones. Now, as I mentioned this past Monday, and even when I've taught this text in times past, I believe it is necessary to point out that Ezekiel is saying here that I'm embracing what God